November 10th, 2002, Southern California College Conference. Title, Eating Christ. Session 3, Eating Christ as the Rich Feast.
Thank the Lord for this wonderful weekend.
Amen.
And we are seeing what? Christ is the wonderful tree of life. Christ is the marvelous manna.
Amen.
And today we're seeing Christ is the unsearchably rich, delicious, good feast.
Amen.
What's this all say to us? We need to eat Him.
Amen.
Our Christ is not a doctrinal Christ, not just one of systematic theology, but one who wants to be received, enjoyed, experienced, to fill us up and to make us the same as He is.
Amen.
The main point of the whole weekend is Christ needs to be eaten.
Amen.
I tell you, don't you enjoy the Lord's table?
Yes.
Lord's table is a testimony that our Christ today is the all-inclusive Christ.
Amen.
What does this mean? This means everything we need is included in Christ.
Amen.
What do you need? God. How many of you need God?
Amen.
How many of you need a perfect humanity?
Amen.
How many of you need love?
Amen.
How many of you need joy?
Amen.
How many of you need obedience?
Amen.
How many of you need humility?
Amen.
How many of you need oneness?
Amen.
How many of you need resurrection from the dead?
Amen.
How many of you need to be far above so many things?
Amen.
How many of you need the divine life?
Amen.
How many of you need the joy of God?
Amen.
Everything we need is in this Christ.
Amen.
He's the all-inclusive Christ, meaning everything is included in Him. When you get Him, you get everything.
Amen.
I like those kind of deals.
Amen.
Don't you, Ryan? When you get Him, you get everything.
Amen.
Our Christ is the embodiment of the triune God.
Amen.
So when you get Christ, you get the complete God.
Amen.
Well, what do we want to do with this Christ? Eat Him.
Amen.
I like last night, we're not here just to look at. We're not here just to lick. We're not here just to sniff. We're here to eat.
Amen.
You know, I realize even when we say amen, sometimes our amen is a lick. Sometimes it's a sniff. Other times our amen is a bite.
Amen.
How about with your neighbor? Just amen 3 or 4 times with a bite.
Amen.
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 Amen. Hallelujah. Big difference. Sometimes our singing is kind of licking. We are one by eating Jesus. We are divine by eating. And other times our singing is biting.
Amen.
Is eating.
Amen.
Is chewing.
Amen.
Is digesting.
Amen.
Is assimilating.
Amen.
This wonderful Christ.
Amen.
We are one by eating Jesus. Jesus, we're divine
by eating
Jesus. We shine by eating Jesus. Hallelujah, eating Jesus. So our whole burden is eating Christ.
Amen.
He's the all-inclusive one, and as our brother Brian presented, the most wonderful thing about our Christ today is that He is the available, near, dear, experiential, edible, kissable, drinkable, huggable, lovable, life-giving Spirit.
Amen.
So as our Christ, who's the complete God, became a man and lived on this earth for 33 and a half years, a perfect God-man living, every single part of His humanity was not only perfect, but expressed God perfectly.
Amen.
Everything that He lived was another addition to this wonderful Christ.
Right. Amen.
Then He went to the cross to die a marvelous death,
right,
to solve all of our problems.
Right.
How many of you need all your problems solved? I do. Hallelujah! How many of you need sins forgiven?
Amen.
What do we do with sins? Oh, we turn to this Christ.
Amen.
Eat Him.
Amen.
Enjoy Him as the sin-removing Christ.
Amen.
As our brother Brian mentioned, in the good land are animals, signifying Christ as our offerings.
Amen.
To remove all the sin. And to allow us to be filled with Him as our rich life supply.
Amen.
So this wonderful Christ, as He went through incarnation and human living, and then His death, redeeming us, reconciling us to God, terminating the world, and what? Destroying the devil!
Amen.
Our Christ on the cross destroyed the devil!
Amen.
I tell you, we need to bite that.
Hallelujah.
Our Christ destroyed the devil.
Amen.
Declare that to your neighbor two times.
Our Christ destroyed the devil.
Our
Christ.
This is not fantasy. This is God's word.
Amen.
And that destruction of the devil got added to this Christ.
Amen.
This is part of the all-inclusiveness.
Amen.
And on the cross, our Christ released the divine life within Him. And then in resurrection, He went into death.
Hallelujah.
He went into death, stayed in death in Hades Hotel for 3 days.
Hallelujah.
After 3 days, death in Hades, is that all you can do?
Hallelujah.
I'm checking out of here.
Hallelujah.
He went by the front desk and He took the keys. Revelation 1:18 says, He has the keys of death and Hades.
Amen.
Our Christ is the living one.
Amen.
So you better declare in a biting way to your neighbor, one time at least, our Christ is the living one.
Amen.
Aren't you glad? Listen, and this living one is now part of the all-inclusive Christ. And in resurrection, many things happen, but especially one thing Brian mentioned, Christ became a life-giving spirit.
Amen.
A life-giving spirit for what purpose? So that He, as the Spirit, could reach us,
amen,
enter into us,
amen,
unite with us, mingle with us, fill us, saturate us, permeate us, soak us, and make us absolutely one with Him.
Amen.
Because He became the life-giving Spirit, He is edible.
Amen.
Praise the Lord!
Amen.
We're not dreaming about going back 2,000 years ago to see if we could eat dinner with Jesus. But rather, right now, in this room, on the 10th of November, 2002, Lord's Day, we are eating Jesus.
Amen.
Because why? He's the life-giving Spirit.
Amen.
All of the things that He is, all that He went through, is added to this wonderful Christ as the life-giving Spirit.
Amen.
His ascension,
right.
His headship,
right.
His lordship, His victory,
right.
His enthronement,
right.
Everything He is and everything He's done now is available to us as the wonderful life-giving Spirit.
Amen.
So no wonder, you know, the Lord's table is wonderful. The Lord's table indicates that Christ is the all-inclusive Christ, and now there's only one thing needed to do,
amen,
and that's eat Him.
Amen.
That's drink Him.
Amen.
You know, the Lord only asks us to do two things outwardly. One of them is to be baptized. And that's to give a testimony of what's happening on the inside.
Amen.
The other one is to take the bread and the cup. So, brothers and sisters, I would encourage you, every week, never miss the Lord's table.
Amen.
Continue steadfastly in the breaking of bread.
Amen.
And this is a testimony that we live every day by exercising our spirit to enjoy this all-inclusive Christ.
Amen.
Who today is the all-inclusive Spirit mingled with us in our spirit and living as the living word within the written word for us to enjoy and experience.
Amen.
So aren't you glad He's so near, He's so dear?
Amen.
The hallmark of the Lord's recovery is that Christ is the life-giving Spirit.
Amen.
Now you need to shout that to your neighbor twice. Hey neighbor, Christ is the life-giving Spirit.
Amen.
And I hope this would not just be a slogan. I hope this would not be a slogan. But this would be the truth to us, which issues in what? Our experience and our enjoyment of Him by eating Him.
Amen.
Praise the Lord!
Praise the Lord!
So our Christ is so approachable, so near, so dear, so available. Aren't you glad our God is not far away? But our Christ as the all-inclusive good land with all the riches today is the life-giving Spirit.
Amen.
Just waiting for us to enjoy Him. You know, we have the Lord's table. You know the Lord's table, actually, you know what? Behind the scenes, invisibly, at the Lord's table, you know what's happening? The Father is crying.
Amen.
The Father is crying at the Lord's, crying out deep within Him. Look, my son,
Amen.
The fattened calf,
Amen.
He has been killed. Amen. Let us eat and be merry.
Amen.
Where are the people that will enjoy my Christ?
Amen.
My son as the fattened calf. The Father's crying out for a group of people that will eat Christ.
Amen.
Not just doctrinally study, not just argue about Him, but genuinely enjoy Him.
Amen.
And we want to be those people.
Amen.
So how about you tell your neighbor, hey neighbor, let's be those people that eat Christ.
Amen.
I appreciate Him so much. Brothers and sisters, even right now, He's so near, so dear, available as our all-inclusive rich feast.
Amen.
So not only is He not far away, but because of all the steps He took, He is the rich feast. The rich feast that we can enjoy. My first trip to Indonesia, I'll never forget. I was really tired. It's 10,000 miles, and the time zones are very different. I was sleeping soundly the first night. In the middle of the night, a loud voice woke me up. I didn't know. And it was over an amplifier. And I thought, what is that? It scared me. On the other hand, I was upset. This is my first night in Indonesia. And next morning I asked a brother, I said, what was it? He says, that's the Muslims praying. And on one hand, I was upset because they messed up my night. On the other hand, I felt so sad because their view of God is so far away. Even you need an amplifier for Him to hear you. But I began to appreciate, after realizing what was going on, I just said, oh Lord, You're so dear. You're so dear. You're so available. You're my rich feast. I can enjoy You just by saying, oh Lord Jesus.
Amen.
So with your neighbor, just a few times, just enjoy this feast. A little, even softly. Amen. Just
enjoy.
Amen.
Oh.
Amen. Hallelujah. Christ is our rich feast.
Amen.
For us to experience and for us to enjoy. So I appreciate so much, brothers and sisters, that our brothers brought us to this fact in the outline that Christ, as the rich feast is today what? He's the all-inclusive, life-giving Spirit.
Amen.
He's dwelling where? He's dwelling in our spirit.
Amen.
2 Timothy 4:22 should be one of our favorite verses. Everybody that knows it, let's say it. And if you don't know it, learn it right now. The Lord be with your spirit. Grace be
with you.
So this all-inclusive Christ as the life-giving Spirit is the Lord who's with our spirit. And now as we turn to our spirit and exercise our spirit, What happens? We enjoy grace. We eat this Christ. So our whole life is a life of eating Christ, who is the wonderful Spirit with our spirit. And I just appreciate, listen, look at Roman numeral 2. What's the last word of Roman numeral 2? Enjoyment.
Amen.
The Lord wants us to enjoy Him.
Amen.
And I like what Brian mentioned. Listen, what does a feast imply? It implies lots of food, lots of people. It implies lots of enjoyment.
Amen.
And you know, this feast implies God.
Amen.
So, I mean, this is the top feast in the entire universe.
Amen.
This feast is a joyful occasion, and this feast can be our living.
Amen.
Our Christ is the rich feast. Now, He wants us to be those who actually practice to enjoy Him and eat Him as the rich feast, so that every one of our needs can be met. Not only our needs get met, and we have a really good time with each other, but God is satisfied.
Amen.
And God is made happy.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, what a precious time to look at over this room and to see 700 that the Lord is revealing Himself to as the available, edible, enjoyable Christ.
Amen.
And also leading us practically into how to enjoy Him.
Amen.
And even during these several meetings, you know what the Lord's doing? You know what He's doing, Andy? He's calling every one of us to be overcomers.
Amen.
To be people who leave this camp, not with just a nice conference, but we leave eating Him.
Amen.
We leave enjoying Him and being reconstituted with Him to be builded up, to be His wonderful testimony, and to satisfy Him. So we need eating, don't we?
Amen.
Without eating, we are unsatisfied.
Right.
You know, just to illustrate, when we had our second child, we lived in Denver, and my mother-in-law came out to be with us to help my wife with the baby. And I'll still never forget, you know, eating really meets all our needs, right? Eating Christ meets all our needs. And it was so clear last night that we don't need this, we don't need that. We need more eating of Christ.
Amen.
All the problems are solved if we would just eat.
Amen.
Even our sister Grace testified. She said, I'm a pharmacist, and she has so many medicines. But she's realized the best medicine is Christ as the all-inclusive food.
Amen.
Praise the Lord!
Praise the Lord!
We sing that hymn, What Thou Art Meets Our Every Need.
Amen.
So this is so good that Christ, as the food, meets our every need. Anyway, a human illustration. My wife and I were not in the church life yet. We did know the Lord, but we didn't know how to enjoy Him. But a physical illustration. We had our second child. My mother-in-law came to visit us one night. We had both kids in the car, and it was getting late, and I was particularly getting hungry, and I think everybody was getting hungry. My wife suggested that we were doing shopping for the baby, and she suggested we go to one more department store. I don't know. I just had had it. And you know, when you don't eat, you get irritable. How many of you get irritable when you don't eat? Okay. Anyway, my wife suggested a shopping, you know, another store, and I just said, no, that's enough stores, let's go home. And it might not have been the way I said it. Anyway, my mother-in-law got mad, and she says, don't you speak to my daughter that way. And then I said, don't you speak to her husband that way. And then we drove home, and there was not one word. Then we went to the refrigerator, got some food out, heated it up, put it on the table, began to eat. We all felt a little better, and I looked at my mother-in-law. I said, oh, Mom, I'm so sorry for the way I talked to you. She says, oh, son, I'm so sorry. Everybody was forgiving each other. The oneness was there. The problems were solved. By eating!
Amen.
I tell you, we have all kinds of problems, irritability, instability, incapability, what other abilities? All kind of problems, but eating Jesus is the way.
Amen.
We are one by eating Jesus. We're divine by eating Jesus. Jesus. Hallelujah. Eating Jesus is the way. And what happens when we eat the Lord? The issue is oneness.
Amen.
And as we'll see in this message, oneness is the building.
Amen.
And what is the building? The building is Jesus.
Amen.
Getting bigger.
Amen.
The building is Jesus increasing.
Right.
Because we eat Him and He increases within us, we become one in Him, and this is God's building.
Amen.
The increase of Christ by our enjoying Him as our wonderful food. Praise the Lord!
Amen.
So, brothers and sisters, how about we go to the outline now? Okay. And this matter, as our brother Scott mentioned, this matter of eating Christ as the rich feast takes us into a further progress in the matter of eating.
Amen.
And this implies a lot. We brothers were fellowshipping yesterday. You brothers helped me. Eating Christ as the rich feast implies several things. Number one, it implies responsibility.
Amen.
And as Scott mentioned, as you grow by eating, the responsibility gets greater. But this responsibility that we bear, even that is an enjoyment.
Amen.
Even that's enjoyable. It also implies something corporate, something collective.
Yes.
It implies something together. It also implies something of God's building, which is Christ expanding in us and building us together in oneness in Himself to be His testimony. And it also implies something mutual. This is not just individualistic spirituality. Something mutual. I enjoy Christ. You enjoy Christ.
Amen.
We share our enjoyment with each other. I mean, we have a heavenly party.
Amen.
Amen.
Remember, 1 Corinthians 1:9 says, God is faithful, through whom we were called into the fellowship of His Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Fellowship means participation. I love this word, participation.
Amen.
The best party in the universe should be the party among God's people.
Amen.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
You know, everybody likes to party. But all the parties end up in a mess. And leaving everybody empty, and nobody's won, everybody's divided. But I tell you, the heavenly party is this party where we are feeding on the rich Christ, mutually enjoying Him one with another.
Amen.
Listen to this. Four things happen in this party. Christ is expressed.
Amen.
God is glorified.
Amen.
Satan is put to shame.
Amen.
And every one of us, including God Himself, is satisfied.
Amen.
How many of you like a party like that?
Amen!
Amen. So, brothers and sisters, yeah, Brian said, party on. We don't mean a worldly party, but we need to learn how to party on.
Right.
How about we end this conference with learning how to party?
Amen.
How to enjoy the heavenly fellowship.
Amen.
Participation.
Amen.
Enjoying Christ by eating Him as our rich feast. Oh, Jesus is so wonderful.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Well, let's read. How about we read a Roman numeral 3 together? Okay, let's read that together. Ready, get set, go. Amen. Now, I want you to underline three sections of that point. Labor upon Christ. share Christ with others, and offer Christ to God. And all of this is for His building. So this is so good. Eating Christ as the rich feast is to fulfill God's heart's desire. So the rich feast, wouldn't you say, brothers, implies the fulfillment of God's heart's desire. And that is that He would have a building. He would have His body. He would have His bride to satisfy Him and to testify Him. So this is so good. In order to eat Christ, the first thing we need to do is labor upon Christ. And this may be a foreign phrase to many of you, but just as is illustrated by all the tribes in the good land, they were given a certain plot of land to labor on that land. How many of you have ever worked on a farm? Let me see your hands. Not too many. I did when I was a teenager in high school. Used to work and have to cultivate and dig and water and this and that. A big farm. And it was really a good experience. There's a lot that goes into laboring on a farm. But it's worth it. What grows, what's produced, issues in real enjoyment. And I would say even the laboring on Christ, and we'll get into what does labor mean in the next point, but even the laboring on Christ is a real enjoyment. Amen. Praise the Lord. Sometimes, how many of you hear the word labor and you get greatly released? Many of you hear labor, oh no. But this word labor is a sweet word. Amen. So how about just tell your neighbor, hey neighbor, thank the Lord for labor. This is the heavenly labor. This is the divine labor. And what happens? You know, what happens? Then because we labor in Christ and enjoy Him, we get filled with Christ and we're able to share Christ with each other. I'm able to share Christ with Michael. He's able to share Christ with me. And so this is really, really, really precious. And, you know, let me just illustrate. How many of you this morning when you woke up and you looked outside, you really just enjoyed this bright, sunny day? Wasn't it beautiful? Woo! It was so nice. And even if it's not bright and sunny, but I like this. Look at this. The Lord allows us to labor on Him in everything.
Amen.
Let me give you two verses. Number one, Romans 8:28. Romans 8:28 says, we know that all things, when it says all things, sometimes those things are negative. All things work together for good to those who love God and are called according to the purpose, His purpose. So, brothers and sisters, as we get up in the morning and turn to the Lord, even all the negative things become something of our enjoyment of Christ. Christ is labored on, even in the middle of negative things, while we're thanking Him and loving Him. Christ is labored on. So, how many of you have negative things that happen every day? Lots of them. Lots of them. On the other hand, Colossians 2, which our brother Scott referred us to, or I can't remember, Brian or Scott, Colossians is a book on Christ as the all-inclusive good land. And Colossians 2:6 says what? As you have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, that's the good land, Christ Jesus the land, so walk in Him. As you have received the land, walk in Him.
Amen.
That's labor on Him. Walk in Him. Labor in Him. Labor in Him. Walk in Him. And so what? That means the way to labor is like this verse defines. As you have therefore received Him. The way to labor on Christ is to unceasingly receive Him.
Amen.
That's the way to labor. The way to labor is to unceasingly receive Him. Isn't that good, Bing? Unceasingly receive Him. That means unceasingly practice to be open to Him. In everything. Open to Him. calling his name, saying amen to him, breathing him, thanking him, rejoicing in him. Unceasingly receive him. There is a life study message called The Continual Receiving of Christ from Colossians. And you can never exhaust how wonderful he is.
Amen.
Illustrate real quick. If I gave Brian right now, if I gave him a book as a gift, it's easy for him to receive, right?
Right.
If I gave him 55 books, it's a little harder.
Right.
If I gave him all the books that all of you have, that's a little harder.
Right.
If I gave him everything that's here in Big Bear, he's going to have a long time. Wow, look at this. I get to enjoy it. Look at this. Wow, look. He's got a lot to receive. How about if I give him everything from California? The whole California is yours. How about if I give him all of the USA? It's all yours, including Bill Gates' money. Everything. It's yours. He's got a lot to receive. How about if I give him the whole earth? The whole thing. He's got a lot to receive.
Right.
How about if I give him the entire universe? It's all him. How about if I give him, according to the Bible, somebody who fills and overflows the universe?
Amen.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
That means we don't have a skinny Christ.
Right.
We have a Christ that's inexhaustibly rich.
Amen.
You could never exhaust the receiving of Christ. So we labor on him by receiving him. So I got up in the morning, I just said, whoa, Lord, thank you. Oh, Lord Jesus, you're my sunshine. Lord, you're my evergreen. You know, and I just talked to the little evergreens. You know, evergreens, you die now and then. But my Christ is the eternal evergreen. And he's our joy.
Right.
He's our cup of tea.
Right.
He's our frosted flakes. He's our orange juice. He's the reality in Colossians 2, 16 and 17 of every positive thing in the universe. Did you enjoy him while you ate breakfast?
Amen.
My point is, look, all the negative things turn us to him, to labor on him. All the positive things remind us, just enjoy him in everything.
Amen.
In everything. Lord, you're my love.
Amen.
You're my joy. How many of you like to have new beginnings?
Amen.
I believe many, even who got baptized last night, their baptism is a testimony of a new beginning.
Amen.
Am I right?
Amen.
You know, baptism is not a legal matter.
Amen.
Some got baptized, maybe it was not their first time. But I believe they were just burdened to follow the Spirit.
Amen.
Because they want to be somebody who is enjoying Christ.
Amen.
And they're giving a testimony. That I'm here to be in the good land laboring on Christ.
Amen.
And enjoying Christ.
Amen.
I want a life of eating Christ.
Amen.
So brothers and sisters, oh, we get to enjoy him as everything. He's everything. He's the reality of everything positive. He's our real rest, and he's our real... In Colossians 2, 16, 17, it mentions he's our festival, which is our feast.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Saints, hasn't this been a feast?
Amen.
Wow, these couple of days together. Praise the Lord for this feast.
Amen.
Yes, Jesus is our feast.
Amen.
You got to declare that to your neighbor two times. Yes, Jesus.
Yes, Jesus is our feast.
The point is, brothers and sisters, the more we exercise our spirit to enjoy Christ, and we'll see how in a minute, the more we have something... We not only labor upon him, but then we can share him with others.
Amen.
You know, I see Mike. I see Brother Mike. I say, Mike, last night I was faithless, but this morning I enjoyed Christ as the very believing one in me.
Amen.
Christ is so precious.
Amen.
Mike shares me. He says, you know what happened? I lost my joy. But today I was calling on the Lord, pray reading. And I have to tell you, Brother Dick, Christ is my joy.
Amen.
In all kind of ways, we labor on him, experience him, and then we share him with others. And as we come together and share together what happens. This sharing also becomes a present to God.
Amen.
Isn't that good?
Yes.
You know what God wants? What do you think He wants, Jasmine? You know what He wants? He wants presents from us.
Amen.
God loves presents. What kind of presents? Presents of Christ.
Amen.
The Christ you've been enjoying are offered up. Not only we enjoy, not only we share with each other, but God is given a present of the Christ that we enjoy.
Amen.
The more we enjoy Christ, I tell you, God enjoys that present.
Amen.
You know, open your Bible, please, to Hebrews 13:15. It's a wonderful verse. It shows you how, in a simple way, we labor on Christ, we enjoy Christ, and also God receives a present. Okay, could we read Hebrews 13:15 together? Ready, get set, go.
Through Him, then, let us offer up the sacrifice of praise continually to God. That is the fruit of lips, confessing His name.
Amen. So, brothers and sisters, we want to praise the Lord continually. This is to labor on Him, and praise is even just confessing His name. Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord Jesus. And like Monroe shared last night, every time we say Lord Jesus, it should be a bite kind.
Amen.
Not, oh Lord. But, oh Lord.
Amen.
Not, amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Not, hallelujah. But, hallelujah.
Amen.
I tell you, every time we exercise to confess His name, to praise Him, you know what happens? Not only do we get the enjoyment, but God eats the fruit of your lips. God eats the fruit of your lips. So as we're enjoying Christ, God Himself gets a present.
Hallelujah.
Isn't that good?
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, every time you're calling on the name, confessing His name, praising Him, singing, not only are you enjoying, Satan is shamed, Christ is expressed, and God is fed.
Amen.
So I hope you leave this conference with a burden to give God presents. Give God presence by enjoying Christ, laboring on Him. Okay, letter A. A stands for Amen.
Amen.
As typified by the children of Israel's life in the good land, a life of laboring on Christ is a life of enjoying Christ personally so that we may enjoy Him together collectively. And this is so clear in the verses in Deuteronomy. So, brothers and sisters, this is the heavenly party. Each of us would labor on Christ, enjoy Christ, turn to Him, eat Him, drink Him, breathe Him, love Him, be filled with Him. We come together, offer Christ to one another and to God. And what happens? We not only have the personal enjoyment, but also the collective enjoyment of Him together. And is it better? Let me ask you a question. Is it better? What's the most enjoyment? Is the most enjoyment as far as eating physical food, is it when you just get to eat a little bit something by yourself? Or when you're eating a big meal with a group of people that you love? Nothing like a feast, right? This is God's desire. Let us eat and be merry.
Amen.
Let's shout that together. Let us eat
and be merry.
This is not my saying. This is God the Father's declaration. Let us eat and be merry. He's longing for the people that would feed on this rich feast.
Amen.
Enjoying Christ, sharing with one another, offering Christ to Him. And so there's both personal and collective enjoyment of Christ. B, whenever we come to the meetings to worship the Lord, we should not come with our hands empty, but with our hands full of the produce of Christ, which we offer to God and God's people.
Amen.
So this is really good. Brothers and sisters, the more we practice to call on Him, breathe Him, pray, read His Word. Oh, and I hope in your pray reading you would take bites.
Amen.
As you have therefore received.
Amen.
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 Received. Amen.
Amen.
As you've therefore received Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah, Christ Jesus.
Amen.
As we open our being, exercise our spirit to really eat Him, then what happens? We become people who get filled with Him, and in a sense, we have our hands full. We have something from our daily living that causes us to have our hands full of Christ. We want to give Christ to others. I was just enjoying the Lord a little this morning, and I went into the Motel 6 office. And the lady there is named Laura. And she said, "Good morning." I said, "God morning." And we started talking. But eventually it turned out, I just said, "You know," I said, "boy, isn't this?" I said, "This motel is just taken over by us." She said, "It is something." She said, "I am impressed with this group of young people." She said, "I never seen young people like that." And so she was really impressed. And I said, "You know, Laura, we love the Lord Jesus. And I have a feeling you love him too. Am I right?" She says, "Yeah, I do." "I do." And anyway, it ended up in a good fellowship with her. But praise the Lord.
Amen.
She's in the Motel 6. And I said, we'll leave the light on for you. But we're in a heavenly Motel 6. And the light's always on. It's Christ. Anyway, we had a time of enjoyment. I had just a little enjoyment with the Lord, and I had something in my hands I just had to give to Laura.
Amen.
We just have to give away. I hope, brothers and sisters, on the way down the mountain today, you wouldn't waste the time. But I hope you would enjoy the Lord, and if you stop at McDonald's, sing them a song.
Amen.
You ever gone to the counter, six or eight of you, and just say, "We have a song. Glory, glory, hallelujah, glory. Hallelujah, glory, glory, hallelujah, for Christ is now my..." McDonald's, they don't know what to do with happy people. If you've never done that, I've done that a number of times with several brothers. We just have a good time. We don't do it. It's not a big deal. We just enjoy the Lord. You'd be surprised what opens up. Somebody says, "You know what? I believe in the Lord." Somebody else may run away. But anyway, our life is enjoying him and having our hands full of him.
Amen.
So when we come to the meeting, brothers and sisters, what a party.
Amen.
Wow, Mike has something, Dennis has something, Scott has something. Everybody has something.
Right.
Wow, we come together, what happens? The joy is just inexplicable.
Amen.
Right? The joy is just, whoa. You know, and we get... people go crazy at football games and wrestling, and you know what I mean. You ever been to a wrestling match? You ever sit? Don't ever sit next to a mother of one of the wrestlers, because if her son is out on the mat and her son is winning, and you know, and her son is beating the other guy, "Yeah, that's it, do it, no, that's it." She just forgets everything. And let's face it, people go crazy in sports. But brothers and sisters, where's the joy in Christ? I'm not saying, I don't mean we should imitate. I don't mean just outwardly do something. But if we enjoy Christ every day, I tell you, our coming together will be out of this world.
Amen.
Because we have Christ to share with each other. Because we've labored on him and our hands are full of him. Hallelujah! So tell your neighbor, "Hallelujah for such an enjoyable Christ." So when we enjoy Christ, not only in an individual way, but in a corporate way, the church is built up. What happens when we enjoy Christ? You know what happens automatically, Liz? When we all enjoy Christ, we offer Christ to God, and we enjoy Christ mutually, the church is built.
Amen.
I mean, our oneness is not in me and you. Our oneness is in this Christ.
Amen.
He is our oneness.
Amen.
So how about we shout, "Hallelujah, Christ is our oneness." Hallelujah.
Christ is our oneness.
We are one by eating Jesus. We're divine. Jesus, how we shine. Us. Hallelujah. Now let's read 4 together. Roman number 4. Go. Eating Christ as the rich feast requires that we experience him. Isn't that good? So this helps us to know how to labor upon him. This helps us. Eating Christ as the rich feast requires that we experience him. To labor him on him is to experience him and enjoy his riches in every situation in our daily life. How many of you have situations all day long? And we have every situation, right? I like in Philippians it says, in everything and in all things. Paul said, I've learned the secret. In everything. So our day is composed of tons of everythings. And when you add it all up, total is all things. So the Lord's asking us to enjoy him and to labor upon him in everything in our daily life. Enjoy his riches. Okay, sisters, would you read A? Go. Amen. Okay. Well, 1 Thessalonians 5:17 says, unceasingly pray. And what is prayer? It's not just praying long things, but prayer is touching, amen, contacting, amen, inhaling, amen, breathing this all-inclusive good land Christ who's the life-giving Spirit. Every time we turn, oh, Lord, amen, Lord, thank you, Lord, for this day. Thank you for another day to enjoy you. Amen. Or even we thank him in the middle of every situation. We open our heart and exercise our spirit, speaking with our mouth. What happens? What happens? We maintain our fellowship with him by breathing. Now, I want you to ask your neighbor a question. Hey, neighbor, what is the greatest source of all your problems in your Christian life? I don't know what your neighbor said. Some of you say, oh, don't ask me. But I tell you, whatever your answer is, it's wrong. The greatest source is not what you name. The greatest source of all your problems is you stopped breathing. You were holding your breath. You know why you did what you did? Which you always say, I'm not going to do it again. You know why you did it? Because you didn't eat. You didn't breathe.
Amen.
You didn't enjoy him. So our biggest problem, Rochelle, isn't our biggest problem, is we hold our breath. We don't unceasingly touch him.
Amen.
And enjoy him and love him. You know, as we're enjoying him, you know what Psalm 116 says? I love the Lord.
Amen.
I love the Lord because he's heard my voice. It says, I will call upon him. It says, he has inclined his ear. So, brothers and sisters, as we eat the Lord by maintaining our fellowship, God inclines his ear.
Amen.
Listen, while you're calling, while you're breathing, the Lord has his ear. He says, I want to hear that again.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
Oh.
God's ear. That means he's feeding. Amen. He's receiving. As we're receiving him as breath, he's receiving us.
Amen.
Because we're breathing in his Son. So God's ear is tuned. Every time we call, every time we enjoy Christ, God is receiving this wonderful person. Okay, B, sisters, brothers, B.
We shall always walk according to the Spirit. That is to live, to act, to behave, and to have our being in Christ.
Amen. Amen. So what does this mean? Christ, this good land, this rich feast is where he's with our spirit. So our desire is to walk according to our spirit. And to walk according to the spirit means we learn to pay attention to him and we learn to exercise the deepest part of our being. Brothers and sisters, some of us are strong physically. Some are strong in the mind. Some strong in emotion. But who is strong in the spirit? The Lord wants us to be strengthened into our inner man. So that we could be those walking according to him and living him every day, every moment, in every situation, turning to him. And if we fail, what do? We confess and hide under his precious blood and take him as our new beginning. Praise the Lord. So we want to live, act, behave according to the good land The good land is the all-inclusive Christ in our spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, sister C. Amen. Amen. Now, I'd like you to add a sentence right here. I want you to just write something in. What's it mean to practically be laboring on Him, experiencing Him, applying Him in every situation? Listen to this sentence. We should redeem the time. We should redeem the time to be filled in spirit by rejoicing always, praying unceasingly, and giving thanks in everything. We should redeem the time to be filled in spirit by rejoicing always, praying unceasingly, and giving thanks in everything. And this is Ephesians 5:18 and 1 Thessalonians 5:16 through 18. So brothers and sisters, how do we practically in the Lord labor on Him, experience Him, and apply Him in every situation? By redeeming the time. You know, most of the time, we don't get filled with Christ because we don't redeem the time.
Amen.
And redeem the time involves something which we'll touch in the very last Roman numeral. Okay, so we want to be those who are rejoicing always.
Amen.
Hallelujah!
Amen.
So why don't you just say, hey neighbor, why don't you rejoice in the Lord always? Amen. Always. Unceasingly pray. In everything give thanks. Thank you, Lord. Okay. Now, D, all together. Let's read D together. We
should always have
let's read it. Oh, let's read it together. Go.
We should always have something to speak in all meetings as to the freewill offering to God and to
the intended. Amen. So because we labor on Christ, enjoy Him, and practice to rejoice in Him, exercising our spirit. And also another point, Colossians 3:16, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Like Manura was sharing last night, oh, practice biting the Lord in the word. Biting the Lord, not just going through the motions, not just being half-hearted, not lukewarm, but exercising our biting spirit.
Amen.
To do what? To enjoy this Christ. Then what happens? What happens? Then we have something within us of Christ to speak when we come to the meetings. This Christ within us. Brothers and sisters, let me tell you, I'm giving you a testimony. I was a Christian for 11 years before I came into the Lord's recovery, and virtually I had nothing to speak. Maybe a little something to my friends. I talked to them about the basic gospel, something like that. But other than that, I didn't have anything to say. Since coming into the recovery and seeing what a Christ we have and that He is the life-giving Spirit, my whole Christian life is revolutionized. Not only that, not only do we get to call on Him, do we get to pray, read His Word, and sing and rejoice and thank Him, exercising our spirit. But guess what? Like Brother Lee said in the book Experience and Growth in Life, he says, we get to help sinners to be saved. We help each other to enjoy the Lord more. We help the church to be built up organically. In other words, take advantage of every situation. Even when you're, even three brothers are in the car, take advantage of that situation. Help each other to enjoy the Lord, to love the Lord.
Amen.
On the way down, help each other. You know what will happen? You'll be full of Christ. Christ will fill you. But meanwhile, the devil's working. The devil's working to do what? To get us to eat everything but Christ. Everything but Christ.
Amen.
This thing, that thing, these things, that thing. But Satan is a loser.
Amen.
You better tell your neighbor, hallelujah, neighbor, Satan is a loser. We are here eating this Christ, laboring on this Christ. Practicing moment by moment. Do what? Be filled with Him so we can speak Him. We not only speak to Him, bringing Him in, but speak Him out to others in little ways. And this allows us to be filled with Him, to be speaking Him when we come to the meetings. You know, and basically, if we just had a rule, okay, Okay, listen up. In this meeting, everybody has to speak. That may just be a law and all you say, I'm out of here. But our goal is not, hey, everybody speak. Our goal is enjoy Christ.
Amen.
If you really eat Christ, you'll have a hard time shutting up. Even your quiet disposition will get swallowed up by the food. And you will get filled with this bubblating Jesus. Hallelujah!
Amen.
You know, in Colossians it says we should, our heart be filled with a bubbling, bubblating, bubbling melody because we enjoy Christ. So how about just turn to your neighbor and say, hey neighbor, I'm praying for you to be a bubblating brother or sister. And how is that possible? That's possible by exercising our spirit to enjoy Christ in every situation through every day. And what's the first way in the morning? First way in the morning is give yourself to the Lord to do what? Hey, this is important. First thing in the morning, just call on the Lord. Just give yourself to the Lord. And the first thing in the morning, tell the Lord, Lord, I want to go on with you today in simplicity.
Amen.
Taking you as my unique goal. Amen. The Lord will honor that prayer.
Amen.
And then what happens? We become those filled with Him and we can speak Him to others. Okay, let's read Roman numeral 5 together. Go. Amen. So, brothers and sisters, to overcome.
Amen.
This is not just a nice little conference. This is a call from the Lord. Not to be some strange person, but a normal Christian.
Amen.
An overcomer is a normal Christian who eats Christ as the rich feast.
Amen.
And the Lord is calling us. He's calling us even by these two verses in Revelation 3.
Right.
So I hope you would pay attention to some of these. Look at this. Overcome what?
Yes.
Lukewarm. Ask your neighbor. Just say, neighbor, do you have trouble with lukewarmness? You know what? I'm sure. Hey, all of us have to admit we all have trouble to one degree or another. But the Lord's calling to overcome. How about pride? What's pride mean? Hey, I heard that before. What's new? Pride means I know it all. You're not telling me nothing. I listen to the radio every day. I'm on internet every day. What are you telling me? I know everything. That's pride. May the Lord save us.
Amen.
Poverty, blindness, nakedness. Okay, how can we get saved from these? Look at that. We must repent. Okay, I want you to ask your neighbor, neighbor, what does repent mean? What does repent mean? Okay, now, what does repent mean after this conference? It means turn and eat Christ.
Amen.
Okay, come on up here, Mike.
Amen.
Okay, just lay on the stage here. And just roll over and just moan and groan. More louder. Louder. Is that repent? No, but many people have... That's not repent. Repent means turn.
Amen.
Turn to your spirit and eat Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah! It means turn and eat. That's repent. So, brothers and sisters, repent!
Amen.
So tell your neighbor, hey neighbor, repent!
Amen.
That means... Turn and enjoy Christ!
Yeah.
Okay. Then what? What's pay the price mean? Pay the price means redeem your time.
Amen.
We waste too much time related to the Lord.
Right.
How much time you watch TV? How much time on internet? How much time reading this and that, even if it's not studies? How much time, and then how much time reading the Bible? How much time praying, opening to the Lord? Very little. So pay the price. Redeem the time. Turn at different times to eat Christ. Okay, last word. The last word is open. Isn't that a good word? We end this retreat with open. Open the door. On one hand, it's the Lord's knocking on the church, the door corporately. On the other hand, every one of us individually must open. We have to open. So we end with this word. How can we cooperate? How can we be those really eating this Christ as the rich feast? By opening the door of our heart. Opening the door of our heart. So it's so good. To open means bite. Look, come on up here, Scott. Scott said, oh, no. No, he said, oh, Lord. Okay. Okay, close your mouth. Suppose I'm trying to feed him, right? And I have a nice In-N-Out, double-double. Yeah, and I have it. And his mouth is closed, you know, just. But how about just open a little? Have a little more. How about really open? That's like Brian's wife, right? With a pomegranate? I tell you, the final word of this retreat, the Lord is speaking to us. May we open to Him daily. Never close. We would even pray, Lord, save me from closing to You.
Amen.
That I would be an open vessel.
Amen.
Open the door. That we would enjoy Him as the overcomer.
Amen.
To constitute us the same as He is. Thank you, brother.
Amen.
Okay. What should we do?